In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York City. Just ahead of the holiday season, HTC is dropping the price of its Vive virtual reality headset by $200. This is just weeks after Facebook made a similar price cut for its Oculus Rift goggles. As reported in the journal, like Facebook, HTC is looking to boost its user base beyond early adopters willing to spend a significant amount of money up front. As VR struggles to remain just under the surface of mainstream adoption, could this change matters? Let's get more. Patching in now from San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The thing about virtual reality, it's expensive. High-end VR sets have been on the market for a little over a year now. How have they done? Are they at least starting to crack the ceiling that breaks into the mainstream?
Not really. I mean, if you're talking about the two, which are from Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, and HTC, neither has exceeded a million units in sales, which for over a year, you know, in the game business, that's actually pretty small. And that matters because if you're a game maker, you want the biggest possible audience for your games. But that's too small of an audience for especially a large game publisher to say, I'm going to devote a lot of resources to making games for that.
So as such, one strategy apparently that's been adopted by certain manufacturers, if HTC and Facebook are any indicator, is to ease up on the price. Can you talk about what some of these big companies are thinking about strategy-wise and how the price tag comes into play?
Well, obviously, a lower price will boost sales. And we've seen that in game consoles, you know, this is very common. You know, every year, the manufacturers tend to trim down the price of consoles because when they first launch them, they're usually more expensive. And then, you know, each year over time, they get a little bit less. So that's kind of a normal cadence because as the prices go down, more gamers come in. So you have the pattern of sales is early on in a console cycle. You have the really dedicated gamers that want the latest equipment and they go buy it. And then over time, as the prices come down to, and the magic number in consoles is around $200. When you get to $200, you really are getting a mass market because that's when a lot of consumers, not just hardcore gamers, buy it. VR headsets are still kind of a long way from that. From that thing, because there are still several hundred dollars just for the headsets, and then you have to factor in if you don't have a high-end gaming PC to power them, there's still a significant investment to it.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher about virtual reality's prospects for mainstream adoption as companies like Facebook and HTC slash prices. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So for all the hype surrounding virtual reality, it's going to need more than a better price tag. How do you think it goes mainstream?
Well, there needs to be, no matter what the price of the equipment, there needs to be really compelling content to experience with it. So even if the prices keep coming down, if there's not games that people are like, I really want to have that and play that, you know, it won't take off. So it's a chicken and egg question because, as I pointed out earlier, game makers are a little hesitant when the numbers are so low, but you need that compelling content to break out. I got a feeling we're going to see it at some point, maybe in the next year or two, where, you know, if you think of when Microsoft launched Xbox, and Microsoft had never been in the game business before, what really moved the Xbox was when Microsoft also came up with this game called Halo, which ended up being extremely popular.
Right.
People who played games really wanted to have that. That's what really got the Xbox into a mainstream console. So we don't have a Halo yet for VR on any of the VR offerings. I think when we get to something like that, that's when I think it'll take off. It just hasn't happened yet.
Very good. We'll leave it right there. Dan Gallagher, thanks as always.
Pleasure.
For more on Dan Gallagher's coverage of the tech industry, head to WSJ.com/heard. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. Reporting from the newsroom in New York City, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.